Morning, Brisbane. You're on The Big Breakfast. It's Marto and Margo. Just looking at fuel prices, you're lucky to get it under $1.50 today. Let's get things underway with this.
Here's what you need to know with Amy Drew.
Let me guess, the Olympics.
Woohoo! We've been endorsed.
Are we woohooing? What happened overnight?
What does being endorsed mean? Does it mean we have it, or does it just mean we're the front runners?
No, it's not signed and sealed deal yet. I'm just excited. I get excited whenever Brisbane makes international headlines. But the IOC.
I'm
the most adorable, Jenna. So we've made an official endorsement's been made for our bid. So that means that the IOC, AOC, and the federal and state government will now enter what's called a formal discussion about whether it is feasible.
So the other cities been told, just forget it?
Not necessarily. So we kind of say there's a pack of five finalists. We're now officially at the top.
Who are the others?
Germany was one of the top five.
Doha
was one of the top five. There was talk China was going to
two Chinese be in there as cities, well. Chengdu and another one. Yeah.
Chiang Mai.
Oh, no, I don't know.
But basically this puts it at us at top of the crop, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we won't get pushed back down.
So there's no guarantee.
No guarantee, but it's looking pretty good.
Who votes on it? Do we get to vote?
Not necessarily
it's like a committee,
us.
Is it?
It's a committee, but you'd have to be part of that IOC.
Am I right? We've got 80% of all the facility stadiums built. It's just a bit of infrastructure.
Yeah, that's right. So 45 venues basically ready to go.
Well, from the Comm Games and all the rest of it.
Yep. Given our infrastructure is on the move and on the up, thinking that we're really desirable for that. We can handle the traffic of that. We can't approve that with the Comm Games.
Margo was asking about Whitehaven Beach for the beach volleyball. Is that really a thing?
I haven't heard about that. But
the world's best beach.
Look,
they're saying,
why don't we
use it for the volleyball? Maybe we take the
Ship
Olympics
5,000 people out
from
there
South
each day.
East Queensland all the way to North Queensland and promote all of the state.
And look, the Premier's very keen to do that. She says, yes, it's Brisbane's games, but it's also going to be Queensland's games. So they could, Townsville, Cairns, out to Toowoomba could host events.
Hopefully her tough, decision-making on the restrictions and borders and keeping Queensland safe from the coronavirus really aids in our opportunity to be able to get this year.
It's 11 years' time. There'll be another 12 pandemics before here.
Can't be too prepared, Marta. Yeah.
Anyway, of an eye, my friend.
Amy, keep listening. At just after 7, we've got the Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner.
He might
tell us a bit of money, what it's all going to cost us, because we're the ones paying.
Exciting.
What else have you got
tonight? Let's talk drugs, because that's always a good
Olympics,
conversation
at 6:10
in the morning. Some more wastewater data has come through from the Criminal Intelligence Commission.
Those Snoopy bastards.
No. Cocaine consumption and ecstasy consumption has blown up in Queensland in the past 4 years, but the pandemic has actually seen ice consumption go down, and Queensland does really deal with an ice epidemic. So it is good news. I mean, we're nowhere near good levels yet. It's still extremely high.
What's the thought on why would ice of use have gone down?
It's distribution. Networking during COVID,
Can't move it,
given how tight restrictions are.
So what does that mean? Cocaine and what did you say the other one was?
Ecstasy or
MDMA. Gone up.
Yes, they've gone up in the past 4 years. Actually, a crazy statistic out of this. In the fourth year of testing, almost a ton of cocaine was estimated to be just in Queensland from that testing.
Because that used to be a real Sydney drug, didn't it?
Yeah.
So we're the top of the leaderboard.
We are.
In the drugs on the Olympic board.
Go Queensland!
How are we going with
Olympics and drugs?
How are we going with cannabis?
I don't know. I don't know if that is so detectable in wastewater, Marto. They seem to focus on the harder stuff, this commission. But look, I'll look into it for you and see what I can find.
Well, aren't they pushing at the moment to make marijuana legal?
Legal. It is in ACT.
Medical
decriminalising it.
Who knows? Hey, thanks, Amy.
Thanks, guys.
Amy Drew. See you at 6:30 for the bulletin.